این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
July the 4th, 1979. Imam Ali's way of running the government. If God willing, Islam becomes a reality in practice, even in a small way, it would be different from what these people think. They think that they understand Islam, but it is different. Islam is such that the very day the people pledge their allegiance to Hazrat Amir alayhi salam, that same day, as history tells us, they pledged allegiance to the head of a realm of the extent that I had mentioned. He took his pickaxe and shovel after receiving their allegiance and went to a well which he had been digging. He started working on it. He used to work like a laborer, and at the last stroke of the pickaxe, water gushed out of the well. Somebody there remarked that it was good and that he should give some of it to his heirs, but he bequeathed it to the people. Islam has had such leaders. He had such an army that used to fight while hungry, according to history. There was no question of military equipment at their disposal. Every few of them had a sword and a camel. It should not be imagined that they possessed the implements of war in abundance. Every few of them would share a single date that they would find. One of them would put the date in his mouth, and as soon as he had tasted its sweetness, he would remove it from his mouth and give it to his companion to similarly taste it. And so they would pass the date on to one another to put it into their mouths, to taste until the last person had tasted it. They preserved Islam in this manner. And now we have to preserve it. Islam is dear to our hearts. Many people sacrifice themselves for its sake. The Prophet of Islam took a lot of trouble over it. He took great pains over it throughout his life. When he was in Mecca, his efforts were of a certain kind, notwithstanding all the suffering and hardships he endured by being shut up for a long time. He was free, but he was not able to appear in public. And also at the time he came to Medina, when many wars occurred against the polytheists, the bullies and the wealthy in order to make them submit to Islam. They had taken some people as prisoners and brought them bound in his presence. He said, "Look, we have to take them bound in chains to heaven." His wars were fought to turn the people into proper human beings and not to conquer countries. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar,